The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 3. The Nine Principal Rivers and Many Others That Have Recently Emerged.
The island is divided and watered by nine principal and magnificent rivers, each of which have their own qualities of water and associated lore and rumours. These include the ancient waterways of Banna in the north, Boynock in the mid-east, Lifias in the capital, Ernine in the northern, and Blackwaters in the southern, with Lean in that southern capital, Moyna and a Corbus feeding the soils of the west. Alongside these ancient rivers, which striate and divide the island into regions of great variety, there are rivers of a more recent creation, whose energies are quicker and more disruptive than the ancient rivers, if often of a lesser magnitude. In the capital there is Dodiad and Toiling, running at times along recently gouged riverbanks or in pipes under car parks, frequently proving explosive and overflowing and overwhelming sewer systems and drain pipes. There are three co-conspirators and upstarts, Shore, Norris and Burrow, pouring forth with huge fresh energies in the southeast. And there is Dag and Finn and Lagan. These new waters affect the older waters, in some places enlivening and renewing the water tables and causing cocktails of mineral deposits that can be said to be an improvement on previous circulations, suggesting that in the natural world at least, novelty can be seen to replenish older patterns to the increase of all. Of deserved preeminence among both ancient and recent rivers is the long, wet, meandering spine of Shannon. Notable for its size, length and extension, it is also a source of uncommon fertility, fish life, and succeeds in cleaning and energising the blood of the island. It is a river which holds a dominant position in the minds of the people, being unemotional due to its sheer scale, although there is a certain degree of guilt evident among industrialists and farmers regarding the relationship of the river to their activities. There is a cave somewhere where the river is known to begin, and its direction of flow from north to south has a strong influence on the mental orientation of the people of the island. What is clear? That on an island where the preeminent element is water, the health of the creatures and flora that grow there are directly augured by the nature and quality of its rivers. Spreading out from all riverbanks, the energy and spirit of the local areas start, and they change only as it approaches another point of flow, a stream running, or a little ditch in a fug of frog spawn, or a puddle even, each giving off a particular symptom of a place, a symptom read far more readily than in the somewhat confused messages of soil and plant life. There are as many moods in the island as there are bodies of moving water, and all efforts there have been to grasp a whole understanding of the island, either political or spiritual, have been doomed, a fact many people are privately pleased by. If the west is split from the east by water, and if fingers of water split hill from hill in the northeast above the Shannon Pot, and if each city has two sides to it, all from rivers, then there is a great variety of places for people to consider themselves unique in. Any loss of river would have a catastrophic social effect, if nothing else. For now, though, we must content ourselves with admiration for the island's teeming water, and comment that rivers are generally associated with the pagan and the feminine gods.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.